Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva's Got the J. I am here. I am she. I am the lovely Diva J, and I've got a wonderful show pack for you today. I had an awesome celebrity interview that's about to be underway. I will be interviewing Mr. Prince Raphael Sean, also known as Sweet from the R&B group Next. He is now doing his own solo thing, and we're going to get an opportunity to speak with him today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. The lovely Diva J.
Well, she must get to it.
Diva's got the J for celebrity gossip. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the lovely Diva J.
Well, I got three intros today, so I guess it's a good thing. But as stated earlier, we will be having a wonderful celebrity interview with Mr. Prince Raphael Sean, also known as Tweet from the R&B group Next. Tweet has ventured out, and he has his own solo project going on right now. He has two hot tracks, one called Slow Love and the other one called Ratchet. He has been doing this thing for a while. Next has been in rotation since the mid-90s, and they have given us awesome hits like Too Close, Wifey, and all of those wonderful hits, Butter Love, and I'm so excited to have him on the show. I actually had the opportunity of seeing him live in Seattle in September with the group Next performing, and let me just say, these dudes, innate energy is phenomenal. It's awesome to see a group when they get on stage. They're not just boring doing their little temptation moves, you know, the little rock, rock, sad, sad. I mean, they jumping off of speakers and they ripping off their tank tops and looking all oily and delicious and yummy yum. And their energy is just on fire. You can feel that they're really trying to please the crowd, and they're really trying to put on this awesome performance. So when I had the opportunity to interview Mr. PRS, which is what he's going by right now, he just told me how he's just developed into this wonderful artist, how he's went through a lot of things in his life that's gotten him to this point right now where, you know, him doing a solo project and him finding himself and him enjoying married life and him enjoying, you know, the age and where he is right now has actually helped him to grow into a better artist. So it's absolutely awesome that he is coming out with his own solo project. It's a very much anticipated album. It's entitled The Age of the Aquarius. And we're going to be interviewing him in just a few minutes. So I can't wait for him to get on so the listeners can hear what he's been up to, what has led him to this very point, and what his solo venture means to, you know, his group. Because RL has a solo project coming out. He has Tweet's brother, who is also a singer in the group, Next, T-Lo. We'll have to get him on the show, too, so I can see what's going on with Mr. T-Lo. But, again, Tweet will be on in a few minutes. And before Tweet comes on, you know that this is a gossip show, so I got to give you some type of gossip, right? So the first bit of gossip is an absolutely sad, but I'm sad because I hate to see people breaking up. But apparently, T.I. and Tiny are through. Like, who would have thought any mess like that? And no, I'm not raising my hand behind my phone. However, I'm slightly saddened by this. I thought that they had a good little, you know, love affair going on. They've been together 4 years, despite of the critics, the evil comments, the media, the arrests, the jail sentences. They have been in love or have portrayed to be in love for a very long time. And even with the age difference, it really didn't matter because I guess when you find love, age don't matter. Hey. Go boom. Well, apparently the two have called it Splitsville. And there's no divorce that's in the works as of right now, but they are separated, living in different residences. And I'm just like, can we all just get along? Can we all just love one another? I mean, you know, can couples just come together and just be in love for real? So, you know, hopefully they can get it together. And other great news, I must say this as well. Miss Tamar Braxton is pregnant. Like, how long have we been waiting for this to happen? She's been talking so long that she wanted to drop it like a hot on stage, you know, drop it one time, one, two, one, three. And now she's been dropped it like it's hot a couple of times. Her song Love and War is number one. Hot Sugar is her next debut single that will be dropping, and that's a pretty hot song. So basically, she got exactly what she wanted, a number one song. She has her man, Mr. Vincent Herbert, who was awesome. I'm not for sure if you all checked out Braxton Family Values that just aired this past Thursday, but it's absolutely hilarious. They are calling Tamar and Vince Velcro. Oh, my goodness, yeah. When I get to my celebrity rant next week, you guys are just going to fall out because, yeah, I watched the show. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Of course, they blame Tamar for everything, and Tamar is the diva of all divas. So, you know, can't wait to see how that ends up playing out for them. But congratulations to Vincent and Tamar on the birth. She's released her little pregnancy pictures, and she is looking and she is looking like, I hope she has one baby and not five, because she's already kind of large. So I wonder how far along she is. But, yeah, this thing is, she's showing and she's glowing and she's just as blonde and tan as ever. And congratulations goes out to her and her awesome husband. So in other news, celebrity news, I'm going to go into my little celebrity rant because I just can't wait. I watch some rewind episodes of Big Rich Atlanta. And let me just say, I still don't like Ashley. I probably will never like Ashley. To me, she just does a little bit too much for my liking. Ashley is a bully. She thinks she's just hot stuff. And, you know, unfortunately, I see two other little bullies on the show. And as much as I like Mr. Q Parker and what y'all do, I love you, boo. I love you so much. But the two women on the show, Khadija and Bree, they are bullies. Like, they intimidate the other girls. I agree that the other girls need to get some thicker skin because their skin ain't thick at all. But, I mean, I really wish that they would get it together because I don't like to see people be a bully. I'm totally against bully in any form of fashion, whether you 3 years old bullying somebody else in the crib, or you're 90 years old bullying somebody in the nursing home. Bullying is completely unacceptable. You don't have a reason to bully anybody else. But I did find it very interesting. Hello, Diva's got the J caller. State your name and where you from. Is this Tweet?
Diva, hello? What's going on?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy. The last time you and I spoke, you didn't have a single out, and now you have a single and two out. So I'm, like, so proud of you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So how does it feel?
You gotta go hard.
How does it feel to be a solo artist?
It feels great, actually. You get to express yourself fully, and as you know, having your show, you do all the work. Everything is on you, and it's a great feeling to be able to connect with people for just you and your opinion. I mean, I love parts of aspects of being in a group as well, but being solo is awesome. It's all about you. It's on you, and you get to be as creative as you want, and you get to connect with the world the way you want to, and those that feel you, that want to get what you do, and those that don't, and it's cool. That's just life. So, yeah, it feels awesome.
Right. So, Slow Love, where did that idea come from? Where did Ratchet come from? Because, you know, Ratchet is just like the saying these days. But, you know, where did the thoughts behind these singles come from?
Well, first, Slow Love was written by my little god brother, Lambo Lux, who also penned How to Love for Lil Wayne. And it's basically an idea that came from, you know, the movement down in Texas, the Slow Love, which means the scissor movement, And then the slow love in real life with your person, the person that you're with, it's a double meaning. And he basically had the song, and I was just going to do it for like a mixtape. And then I recorded it, and it started getting a good response, so then I just put it out. And Ratchet came from my homeboy, Ali Youssef, came up with the idea. He was like, yo, man, you should redo Poison. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And he's the manager of the producer, Pillfinger, who's from Denmark. And I got the idea when he said it because I've always loved Poison. And then he was like, nah, but we should make it Ratchet. And then I was like, wow, that's even crazier. But then after the beat got done, then I started coming up with the lyrics for the hook. And, I mean, then I ran into Ben J at the studio because one of the homies from the studio had been there, and they were talking about something else. And he came into the room to charge his phone. He asked me if he could charge the phone while I was writing the lyrics for the hook. And I was like, oh, go ahead. He heard the beat, and he was like, man, that's crazy. I was like, you want to get on it? He was like, yeah. And the rest is history.
Wow, that's crazy. Because I mean, you didn't hit the pavement hard with these two new hits. So you know, you have a new album that's coming out, The Age of the Aquarius. Where did you get the title from?
Well, it hit when the Mayans were saying, "Oh, the world's gonna end. The world's gonna end." Well, they didn't say that, but they said that it's gonna be an end of the age, and a new age is gonna start. And the age that started is the age of Aquarius. And a lot of people, I'm not sure if people follow astrology or believe in stuff like that, but I mean, it's real. Even if you don't believe in gravity, you still have to, you know, follow it because gravity is real. If you don't believe in magnetism, it's still there, even if you don't acknowledge it. So the fact that the world is in the age of Aquarius, and the fact that I'm an Aquarius, and my album isn't like a traditional album where it's just one set style of music. I have many different genres that I'm doing on the album because I'm just showcasing what I've experienced in my life and the different genres of music that I'm into. And so that's where it came from, the age of Aquarius, is my ages over the years from beginning to now.
Okay. Okay. And what has the reception been from you in being a solo artist who came and originated from a group?
It's actually been really awesome. I mean, I appreciate my my platform from you know, everything I've accomplished with Next. And it's helped make, you know, get me more notoriety. But once people get to me, it's all about the music. It's all about what I'm doing. And that's what, you know, get more people involved or get their, I mean, keep their attention. But it's been a really good transition, and it's been really humbling to receive as much love as I'm receiving, and everybody's just, you know, showing a lot of love. And it's not, you hear the stories about people basically selling their souls to get noticed or be heard, and that's not happening for me. People are just really looking out. People are showing a lot of love. I'm getting a lot of support from the fans, and it feels great. It almost feels like I should have done it a long time ago, but I'm just taking it all in one day at a time, and I'm just enjoying myself, and I'm going hard.
Okay. And, you know, are there any plans for a reunion with Next?
Well, realistically, it's not like Next broke up or anything. It's just everyone's doing something, you know, on their own simultaneously. And I know, like, Tilo and I talked. I just got off the phone with Tilo just a second ago. And, you know, he was talking to me about doing some stuff. So we're still doing things, but just my focal point and my immediate focus and everything that I'm really pouring everything into right now is my solo career, because this is just my opportunity to showcase myself and to just finally get to do it the way I want to do it. Because, you know, being in a group, there's three different personalities. That's great sometimes,
right.
And then that's not so great sometimes. And when it's
right.
me by myself, it's all me. So it's sink or swim, it's me, and I get to enjoy it either way because it's all still a learning process. It's an opportunity to get to just enjoy life, man, my way, and deal with the people that want to deal with me. There's over 7 billion people in the world. There's an audience for everybody.
Right, right. So how has your past, and I know your story, but for a lot of listeners, they may not, how has your past shaped you as a solo artist right now?
Wow, good question. No matter what I've gone through in life, I've learned that you're pretty much on your own. The way you come in the world butt naked by yourself, that's really how it is. And that's how it's always going to be, even if you're dealing with people. So me having a rough start as a youngster, I haven't lived with either of my parents since I was 13, grew up living with T-Lo for a while, and then around with family, friends, and, you know, I'm originally from Gary, Indiana, lived in Minnesota as well, St. Paul, and so I've had enough happen in my life to where this is a breeze. Like, anything that happened right now is, like, it's easy to deal with compared to things that I've gone through, and I think in life, the just like what goes around comes around, there's a balance in karma, and if you do the right thing, even when it seems tough, you know, good things will come to you. So, yeah, it prepared me greatly for this, because this is like the reward for going through all the things that I've gone through.
Okay. So, you know, you're married. What's it like to be married in the industry? What's that like?
Man, it is quite challenging, because you have to be in a situation that is realistic about what your career is. My career consists of people gravitating towards me in a way of showing love, and some people want to take it past that, and it's up to me at the end of the day to do something or not do something that I'm supposed to do or not supposed to do. And I can't, it's really difficult to even speak for a person that you would be with, because it takes a really strong person, a really confident person to be in a relationship with an entertainer, regardless of what form it is. Even a sports person, like athletes and entertainers are probably some of the hardest people to be married to or date. And it's really challenging. Sometimes I wonder if I'm cut out for that. Mm-hmm. But I guess we'll see.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
I know how I am.
I'm going to keep it wrong.
I do. For the listeners, like I said, I've spoken with this gentleman before. And if he wasn't being real, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't interview him. But he's keeping it up to me. So I can appreciate that. So with that said, are you going to do any tours? Are you jumping on any tours, headlining any tours coming soon?
Well, definitely a work in progress on the headlining tours, because I'm rebranding myself, so I'm really rebuilding my brand, you know, as a solo artist. So I'm in talks with a few different promoters about doing some touring, and I'm definitely doing shows. I'm even trying to get Ben in on some shows with me so we can bang ratchet for a few different audiences. We got a lot of people overseas biting at us to come through. So I'm getting a lot of calls to do some overseas stuff, like Australia, Belgium, London, Amsterdam, possibly Denmark. And I'm getting some calls here in the States too as well. So there's a lot of stuff that my management are juggling right now to figure out the timeline and the order that we're going to do everything in. But believe me, just stay tuned. I'll be in your city soon. I'll be giving you what you want.
I know that's right. Like I said, your energy, your particular energy, I can remember on stage in Seattle, and, you know, you just ripping off the shirts and y'all jumping off the stage and y'all climbing on top of the speakers. And it's just like you can feel the energy, you know, when you guys hit the stage, it's like y'all command some attention, and I love that. I've seen RL at the club. I've seen you guys just in action, and I'm like, dang, dude, they be having fun. Like, they jumping off stuff and ripping off shirts and stuff. I said, I love this. This is awesome. So,
oh, yeah,
you know,
it's the best legal drug ever.
See? And do you
it
have
is.
Any
I'm
advice?
I'm not lying.
Do you have any advice for group members who, you know, feel like, okay, so if I leave, that means I'm going to have a bad stigma on me. So I don't know if I want to leave, but I don't know if I want to stay because I want to experience my own, you know, success on my behalf. Do you have any advice for people like that?
Yeah, basically believe in yourself regardless, man. No one's going to believe in you more than you're going to believe in yourself. And that's how the world gets to believe in you, because people can feel, like you said, you can feel the energy when we're on stage and we're having a lot of fun, and you feel that. So people feel when you believe in yourself as well. And you can't – I would never tell someone to leave a group or leave a situation, even a relationship, where they're, you know, it's a healthy situation and they have potential. I would never advise someone to leave something like that. But if it's something that you want to do in your heart, it's going to be beneficial to the group or the relationship that you're in if you don't walk away. And you really want to be solo. You know what I mean? Because you're always going to have that, you're going to exude that energy that you want to be on your own. And just in my position, it wasn't until our group just, you know, took a break before I decided to do it. But you got to look at, tomorrow's not promised. So if you have an opportunity to do it right now, do it. Just take a chance. I mean, You can guarantee that you're going to fail 100% of the time if you don't try. So take a chance. Try. Do it. You heard
that's
Nike.
Awesome.
Just do it.
Now, I know this might sound weird, but I can't really let you leave the show without singing something. You have to sing something.
All right. I need to sing some single stuff. I need to promote.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'll sing the chorus of Ratchet for you.
Okay.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to shine. Can't get her out of my bed. Tip her, strip her, flip her. That girl is Ratchet.
Right. I know that's right. When is the album dropping?
Well, right now I'm still doing some more records. I'm not completely finished with it yet. So it's coming. I don't have an exact date for it because I'm gonna put out a few more singles first. Because, you know, in this atmosphere of music, you gotta get the buzz real crazy before you drop your album, so your first week
right.
is great. So, yeah, I'm going to keep on making records. I got some collaborations coming up that's kind of on the low there, surprises. And
okay.
Once I finish, you know, you'll be one of the first people. I told you even back when I saw you a long time ago that, you know, anytime, anywhere, you let me know I'm on your show, I'll be representing with you. So as soon as I get them, you'll know about it. I'll be back on the show dropping them again. And make sure you get exclusives.
I know that's right. Are you going to do any videos?
Oh, yeah. We're about to do Ratchet coming up here soon. Let me explain why, though. There's, when we put out Slow Love is taking a different approach to Ratchet. Ratchet is like, you know, everything is up-tempo club nowadays. And
right.
the response to Ratchet is so immediate, and it's, like, really blowing up, like, all over. So we got to make a video to Ratchet, like, right now, because it's one of those songs that's, like, really in high demand. Thank God for that. You know, we're about to do that thing. The video is going to be crazy. Ben and I are about to set it off.
I'm just so proud. I'm so proud. You did everything you said you were going to do. You were excited. I know I'm retweeting like crazy. I'm like, oh, yeah. When I heard the song drop, I was like, oh, yeah, because it dropped at, midnight or something. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, okay,
yep,
let me 12, go ahead and click 12, on that.
12, 12. I was kind of crazy on that.
Yeah, I was so excited. I was so I was so proud. I'm so proud. I loved it. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not even like I've known this guy long. I feel like I've known him forever because I used to steal my daddy's albums. Whenever he bought next album, I stole them all. So it's so crazy because even when I go to his house now, he's like, "Don't touch my CDs." I'm like, why?
Wow.
He was like, because I know something's going to end up missing it, and then I'm going to have to replace it. I said, it's okay. So, yeah, I stole all of my daddy's CDs, his next CDs, his 112 CDs. They all belong to me currently still.
Yeah.
They might be scratched up a little bit. But I've been a fan forever. So I'm just so proud that, you stepped out, and you stepped out so successfully. And it's so positive, and I love the energy that you bring, and I'm just so proud.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you having me on.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say you did everything you said too. You, when we talked, you told me to have me on the show, and whenever I was doing something, you're gonna help me blow it up, and you've done just that, and I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm telling you, when you go on tour. Just let me know when you wear, because I'm there. 112 will tell you I'm a traveling fool. I go everywhere. I literally support my people. So the people that I love them. So I love you guys. I love you. And I can't wait to see where everything is going to take you. I really appreciate you for being on the show. And congratulations and so much success to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Everybody follow me on my Twitter at IAMTRS150. That's IAMTRS150. And you can get up with me on Facebook at facebook.com/tweetsbytweet.
And
Diva, he'll
follow
thank
you
so
back.
Much.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah,
have
I'll follow you back
day.
For sure. For sure.
You have a wonderful
one
evening.
Love.
Right, so, ladies, no problem. Bye bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just got finished interviewing Mr. Prince Raphael Sean from Music Group 112. He is now doing his own solo thing. And again, I am so proud of this man because he's out here really promoting, really getting himself out there, and is so doing so well. If you look at his followers, it's ridiculous. He has over 200,000 followers. Who does that? He just dropped his first solo single on 12, 12, 12. So I'm so proud of him, wishing him so much success in everything that he has going on right now. I do want to get into a last bit of gossip. I'm sure everybody has heard that Lil Wayne was hospitalized on Friday for having a seizure after going on a drug binge. Now, TMZ was just reporting some off-the-wall stuff. They had the minister and the preacher and the Catholic priest, and everybody was there trying to, give the man his last rites. And, they over-exaggerated everything. And it's so sad that the industry does this to people. And I tweeted this out on Friday that, it's not the illness, it's not the drugs, it's not all of these things that kill stars, it's the media. So hopefully you're not one of those people who feed into the media frenzies and, you're retweeting all this nonsense and stuff. It's really, unnecessary. Just, send the man some well wishes. Send out some positive vibes. The positive vibes will come back. But when you send out the negativity, negative things happen, and then ignorance happens. So we wish him all the success. All the well wishes in the world. I hope that he gets better. Most importantly, I hope that he, lays off of the drugs and he gets better, with music, and he lets that be his healing. So, in a few seconds, we're going to get to the locker room with me and Out to Do. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. Hit it.
5-4. Win for the win. Got it.
of being a Jay in our community.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the locker room. I am Miss Diva J. Altitude, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Altitude. How are you?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. I kind of missed you last week, you know.
I know, man.
I sent you some
I had a family emergency last week. I want to apologize to the fans. I had a family emergency last week. Had to make impromptu trip to Dayton, Ohio, good city of Dayton. A lot of good folks there in Dayton. But yeah, I'm back. More importantly, back with Diva J on the locker room.
That's awesome. We definitely wished you safe travels coming back. I said some awesome things about you last week. I hope you got to tune in. If not, you know it's on demand, so you can check it out.
Well, yeah, I caught it on demand.
Okay. I said a lot
and
of
by
nice
the
things
way,
about you.
I know, and I appreciate that. It's only expected, though, you know, since, you know, I mean, I am out to do, you know. But either way, for those who don't know, you can catch all of every episode of The Locker Room with Diva J and Out to Do, and every episode of Diva's Got the J on demand at blogtalkradio.com/The Intune Show.
Yes. Check us out.
Plug.
We have a lot of good shows that are in demand. A lot of good ones and great ones during football season, you know, when the Bengals tore up them haters, them Oakland haters, and when Ohio State ripped the pieces in Michigan Wolverines. So, you know.
Oh, my God.
Those are awesome shows, by the way. But every show is awesome because me and Altitude, you know, we have this awesome, awesome little dynamic that we have going on. So when he's not on the show, I really do miss him.
Oh,
I do.
I'm all warm inside and everything.
Don't be. I was just trying to be nice. Let me brush your bubble right there, sir. Don't be warm.
Okay.
Don't be warm and fuzzy. But I do have some sad news to report in the football, you know, area of life. Did you hear about Dante Stallworth? He was injured in a hot air balloon incident when the hot air balloon hit power lines, and that he had serious burns. And poor baby. At least it's during the off season. At least he can get that taken care of now. Put some Nivea and some butter on his skin, and he'd be all right.
I actually heard butter is not as good for you as everybody makes it seem to be for burns.
It's a country remedy. It works.
Yeah, that's all.
It's a country remedy. You know, everybody in the country think everything works. Buttermilk cures everything, and Tessie. Oh God, this man gave me bad memories.
Wow.
Anyway, you know, unfortunately, them Lakers seem to be like they done got a little pep in their step.
Yeah, man, they're actually playing some decent basketball right now. Although Kobe Bryant was injured late in the game earlier in the week, they still beat the Pacers, who are not a bad team. In fact, they're pretty good.
Let me just say, and this is no pun intended, I don't even mean to be rude, although my co-host is probably going to tell me that I'm rude for this, but oh my God, when he was injured, I thought he was going to be out for the season. I was so excited.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm not a Laker fan. I'm not a Kobe fan. I never have been. But don't hate on me for it. I'm just not a fan. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Sorry.
So, look, we got a really good show lined up for people today, man. We got NFL. Of course, it's big free agent moves going on. Your favorite teams are cutting and signing a lot of players out there. We got NBA. Of course, the Heat are on a historic run right now. Still no Derrick Rose in Chicago as speculation grows. We got some NCAA basketball. Of course, conference tournaments are underway or ending now, and the big tournament's right around the corner. We got some tennis. We got a lot of stuff to cover today, Diva J.
We do. Let's start with basketball. Like, I number one, hats goes off to Mr. Derrick Rose, who offered to pay for the young lady's funeral who got shot in Chicago. Like,
yes.
That was such an admirable move on his
big
behalf.
Kudos.
Like, that's crazy. Like, when I read that, I was just like, God, he has a heart. Like, that's so awesome because he's not even playing right now, which means that he's not getting any money right now. I just want to point that out. You only get money.
Oh, he's getting money.
Endorsements, but not from the league right now. But that was just very admirable of him. I was completely shocked when I read that. But that just goes to show you that, you know, team members go hard for their hometown. You know, and he's from Chicago, so he understands what that life in Chicago is like. And if you don't know what's going on in Chicago, Chicago is like Iraq and Afghanistan when the war started.
Yeah, it's crazy out there.
You know, it's like a big dating.
Come on, man. Come on. Yeah. No swipes.
What happened? I'm just saying.
No.
Just need dating. But what do you think that this playoff season is about to look like? You had San Antonio and Miami both right now at 51 games each, and then you got OKC traveling right behind them, and then you got, you know, Chicago, Indiana, New York, and Brooklyn. They're both tied right now in the Eastern Conference. Like, what do you think is going on right now?
I mean, obviously, this is an exciting time all around right now in terms of basketball, pro and college. But in terms of the pros playoff situation, everybody knows that me and you are not Miami Heat fans. But I just got to be honest. And being honest, there's really no reason to think that anybody can beat them. They've won 22 straight games. That's amazing. Dwayne Wade and LeBron are not even necessarily, you know, putting up stupid numbers. Like, they're not going out scoring 50 a night or anything. It's just coming so easy. You got a guy in Ray Allen that you can't leave on the perimeter. Chris Bosh is actually playing really well. So I just don't think that anybody can really beat them. I mean, obviously, you've heard it said here. You've heard it. You've seen it on, you know, other media with other media sources and saying that, you know, teams that have a big interior can bother the Heat and that can rebound the ball. But they've played those teams within this streak and have still managed to win. So I think that going into the playoffs, obviously Miami's the favorite to win it. In the West, though, the Spurs are good. I like them. They're well coached. We know that. I think that if it came down to it, they have the best opportunity or the best chance to beat the Heat just because of the way they're coached and because of their veteran leadership. That being said, I don't think that they can do it, though. What are your thoughts?
I'm a Spurs. I've always been a Spurs fan. I've always been a fan of Tim Duncan. I really feel like if it comes down to the Spurs in Miami, Miami goes in for the kill. That's just Miami. But San Antonio is like that silent killer. They're like the ones, they're like a drink at night, you know, when you're at the club. And, you know, you get that fruity drink or whatever, but it's loaded with everything. It's like a Blue Curacao Long Island iced tea. It's kind of fruity, but it has everything mixed up in there. And then after a few sips, yeah, it's like, boom, it's on. And that's kind of like San Antonio. Miami, they're like Patron shots. Get it in, it's right there. Boom. You feeling it, it's right there. Move quickly. But San Antonio, they them silent killers, man. They silent.
Wow.
And normally, them silent killers can get you, man. You can see.
Most definitely. First of all, I like to say that your analogies are amazing. The Patron shot and these liquor analogies. Obviously, you spend a lot of time at the bar.
Yeah. Let me correct you. Let me correct you. I am a bartender. Let's get that correct. I am a bartender.
Hey, either way. Either way.
Certified licensed bartender. So I know what I talk about, but it doesn't mean that I'm an alcoholic.
I didn't say that. I just said you spend a lot of time at the bar. And obviously, you being a bartender, you spend a lot of time at the bar, right?
Yeah, but you're insinuation.
No. It was no insinuation there. You're so paranoid, man. You're
from Dayton. It's always insinuation.
No, man. Listen, what's with all the swipes at Dayton? The great city of Dayton,
Ohio. It's been swipes at Dayton. This is nothing new. The listeners know how I feel. It's always insinuations. It's always things that I say about Dayton, but I don't hide it, though. So it's not an insinuation. I just thought I'd let you know. Dayton
right.
is the worst city in Ohio.
Whoa. Listen, you know what? We got a show to run, so I'm not even going. I'm not going to go there right now. Because we both know truly what's the worst city in Ohio. But to piggyback off what you were saying, San Antonio is dangerous, man. They're very dangerous. I expect them to have a lot to say come playoff time. Still, though, I'm going to stick with my guns, and I think that the Miami Heat are just too good right now. There is some other news, though, in the NBA. Derrick Rose apparently has been looking very, very good in practice. We get this information from an inside source, Mr. Stacey King, the Bulls announcer. He travels with the team a lot. He's actually able to see the practices behind the curtains where the media can't go. He says, Derrick Rose, I quote, is looking very, very explosive, looking good. So I think that's a good sign in terms of his comeback potentially in the next week or so.
Good. Bring him back. I'm ready. I like Derrick Rose.
I'm ready. Well, Derrick Rose is a beast.
In his glory is of all glory. I love Derrick Rose.
Listen, let's not do that.
What?
Derrick
What's
Rose.
Wrong with,
if you,
I like the way he plays. Ball.
Okay. Oh. Sweet. Moving on. if Derrick Rose is listening, I want you to know that my views of your game and Ms. Diva J's views of your game are completely different.
If Derrick Rose is listening, hey, boo. Hey.
If Derrick Rose is listening, hey, boo.
Hey, boo.
Anyway, the people, if you're listening right now, join us in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/theintuneshow. We are live in the chat room. You can speak with me. You can speak with our boss. The official Miss P is in the chat room. So it's a good thing, man. We appreciate all the callers and things like that, but you can also contact us through the chat room. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to call in if that's not your cup of tea.
I have some NBA news. One of my favorite players, who I used to, and don't judge me, anybody, who I used to skip school when I was in high school. I used to skip school, run across the street, go to the UC basketball court and watch him practice basketball. Mr. Kenyon Martin has been signed for a season with the New York Knicks. I love Kenyon. I've been a fan of Kenyon since he played for UC Bearcats, literally. Me and my friends, sixth period music class, we would skip school for the rest of the day and run across the street to UC and watch him play ball. Not something that I'm proud of, but it was good. It was a nice opportunity. He's signed a pair of my Jordans. So, shout out to Mr. Kenyon Martin, who is now signed for the remainder of the year with the New York Knicks. He was going to be going, there were talks of him going to Miami, but it just didn't work out.
Oh, my God. Glad that didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm glad it didn't happen either, because I might not like him so much anymore.
So, look, I got something you would probably be excited about. Mm-hmm. We're going to switch gears real fast. We're going to move to the NFL just real quick. This is a list of players that the Baltimore Ravens have lost. Ray Lewis, of course, Ray Lewis retired after last season in the Super Bowl. Paul Kruger just signed a deal with the Cleveland Browns. Danelle Ellerbe, signed with the Miami Dolphins. They cut Bernard Pollard. Things that make you go, WTF. Kerry Williams. Kerry Williams signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. And they are currently in talks with Ed Reed, but apparently Ed Reed was swept off his feet. You know, that's just the play on the word. Swept off his feet by the Houston Texans, who sent out a private jet to pick Ed up.
I know, that's a way to get somebody right there.
Yeah.
Send me a private jet.
And trying to sway him to the other side, if you will. So,
well, if you want to pick me up in a private jet, that is awesome. Just make sure that Dwight Howard is somewhere on the plane.
Don't make
I want him to teach me how to play ball. I want him to teach me how to play ball. I just want to learn how to play basketball. That's all. That's it.
Don't make this about you.
What you mean?
And I hope that private jet that picks you up with Dwight Howard on it also has Dwight Howard
and ready to head to Jamaica. Thanks.
Also has Dwight Howard in a Lakers jersey.
He doesn't need a jersey.
Reeking of the Staples Center.
He doesn't need a jersey. He doesn't need a jersey or a shirt on at all. So Dwight Howard, if you're listening, hey boo. Hey.
This is a family show.
It is family. I want to go learn how to play basketball in Jamaica. What's wrong with that?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
And Serena Williams sent you a private jet, and she said, let's go to Bahamas and I'll teach you how to play tennis. You're not going to say no.
No, you're absolutely right.
Okay, then. So that's just me. You would do the same thing. But trust me.
The difference here is that I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying, Serena, if you're listening, if you want to pick me up in a private jet.
Hey, boo. That's what I'm saying. Sweep me off my feet and teach me to play tennis. She don't have to do my sweeping, I'm sure. So.
Oh, you're right about that as well. You're on a roll today. Cause,
I am. I'm right. She's always right. So, you know, you can't say don't make it about me because. See, I turned it, and there it is. It's all about you right now. You and Serena learning how to play tennis in the Bahamas. There it is. So, basically, Serena is listening out to do the saying, hey, boo. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Hey, boo.
All right. Listen, the Ravens aren't the only team that's losing players, and they aren't the only team that's making some moves. I don't know if you heard about this, but this is very interesting, Diva J. Check this out. So, Denver Broncos defensive end, Elvis Dumervil, was scheduled to make $12 million this season, right? Follow the story here. Denver Broncos front office wanted Elvis Dumervil to restructure his deal because they didn't think he was worth the entire $12 million, and they're trying to get under the cap. After some back and forth, Elvis finally bends and says, okay, I'll accept $8 million this year to come play football for the Denver Broncos. This happens roughly around 3:15. As we all know, the cutoff was 4 o'clock for, teams to get under the cap or to cut players, 4 o'clock. So at 3:15, rather, Elvis agrees to restructure his deal, accept the $8 million this year. His agent, however, fails to fax over the paperwork in a timely fashion.
You know what?
They get the paperwork in Denver at 4:07 p.m., but at 3:59 p.m., because they didn't have the paperwork, they cut Elvis Dumervil. So now Elvis is not only not making $12 million, he's not even going to make the $8 million. Elvis is officially in the unemployment line. because his agent couldn't get the paperwork over in a timely fashion. He had 45 minutes to fax over this piece of paper, and it took him 52 minutes to fax over this piece of paper, and subsequently his client is jobless. Well, let me clear that up, because he's no longer his client, as Elvis abruptly fired his agent, and rightly so. I think I would have fired him. I think I would have fired him, rehired him to fire him again. You feel me? Like, I go from $12 million. I go from $12 million to $8 million. Then I go from $8 million to nothing. Dude, you're not doing me a service at this point.
Well, he would get that good old chopping block, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But it would have been some smoke in the city.
Smoke,
and I do not advocate violence, ladies and gentlemen. But when you make a move like that, I'm not for sure that. Too many people are going to miss you or care anymore after that. I think I feel a little bit better with life. I'm just saying.
I am with you 100%. Because if you were my agent, let's just
I wouldn't be your agent.
It's hypothetical. If you were my agent and you came to me like, look, the team don't want to pay you $12 million. But they'll give you $8 million. And I say, all right, $8 million is still better than no million. All right? And you have 45 minutes to get this done. And all it takes, really, is my signature on a piece of paper to be faxed to the league, to the team's office. All right? That's there in no time. So I leave there reassured. I leave your office assured that I'm getting $8 million. Then you give me a call like, by the way, out to do, that $8 million went to no million. I think I would have made the U-turn. made the U-turn, made my way back to the office, somehow faxed you over to the Denver Broncos. Because that's unacceptable. That's crazy,
right,
man.
So,
I just don't.
You would have faxed me over. Okay. I'm going to say, Okay. Thank goodness it ain't that way. And you still sitting right now millionaire-less. And
You don't know what I'm sitting on.
You sitting on million?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying you don't know that.
Okay.
You don't know that.
You're right, I don't. Well, how are you feeling about these players who are, entering the draft? What you think the draft season is looking like this year?
I mean, I personally think it's whack. I personally think it's a weak draft. That's just my personal opinion. A lot of media sources are saying that this is a pretty strong draft and stuff like that, but nothing really excites me about this draft. I mean, Geno Smith, if he would have quit after game number 5 last year for West Virginia, then I'd have been excited. Unfortunately, they played 9 more games after the first 5, and Geno didn't look so good. So I'm not really excited about anything.
Well, I'm excited about the draft because I have a friend that's in the draft, and I'm very excited for him. He hails from Howard University, HU, the real HU, his name is Mr. Keith Pugh, and, he's entered into the draft, and I'm so excited for him. I hope that he gets in. I hope that he gets with a great team. His spirit is just absolutely phenomenal. He's a very good player.
What position?
So, he's a QB.
Oh, sweet.
So
Keith
I'm excited.
So, Keith, the locker room wishes you well in the draft. Hopefully you get with a good team.
Sure do.
I.e. the Raiders.
No. He wants
to
actually,
the Raiders.
Actually, he's from Florida, so he wants to go home. He wants to be somewhere in Florida. He said that he doesn't care which team, whether it be Jaguars or Dolphins, but he wants to play for Florida. This is his personal preference. But as you know, he doesn't really care as long as he's in there. But his personal preference is a team in Florida.
Keith, Florida's overrated. I've been there.
That's why
Oakland is where it's at.
Oakland? If you want to get shot, go to Oakland.
You're so negative, Ben. Everybody in Oakland doesn't get shot.
Right.
Jesus.
What? I'm just saying. First of all, don't come at me because your team is whack and at the bottom of the barrel like crap. Don't do that
to me. We're not at the bottom of the barrel, by the way.
You're not?
No. Kansas City is clearly at the bottom of the barrel.
Well, anyway, yeah, okay. So no one cares about the Oakland Raiders. However, shout out to the wonderful Cincinnati Bengals. Oh my God, I can't wait to go to the jungle this year. I promised myself that I would be at least one division game in the jungle this year. So hopefully, I make it to the one either Pittsburgh or the Ravens.
The Browns.
I would not waste my time there. But speaking of Cleveland, I will be hosting a fashion show at the end of the month on the 30th in Cleveland. Whoop, whoop. So me, Diva
the city of Cleveland.
Excuse me?
The city of Cleveland knows nothing about fashion.
No, they don't, but I've been asked to host a fashion show, so who turns down money? Thanks!
That's true.
Exactly. Now, if Dayton had asked me, I can't say what I want to say on the show.
You know what?
You know Dayton don't know about no fashion.
It's about that. It's getting close to that time, people. Bracketology is almost official. They're finishing up a few games, including the Big Ten championship game being contested by the Ohio State University against Wisconsin.
Don't hate Ohio State.
Hopefully Wisconsin takes care of business there and does what's supposed to be done and beats Ohio State.
It must really suck to be a hater. But I do want to also remind the fans and let the fans know that this will be the concluding show for the month of March. Next weekend and Easter weekend, the locker room will not be on. So we will be joining you back next month. In April.
Yes. By the way, Altidue's birthday is April 1st. Send all.
Are you on the April Fool?
Listen. Contact me on Twitter at Altidue, Altidude. I'll give you the address where you can send all your gifts and cards, money, things of that sort. Oakland Raiders merchandise.
Oh, he was the April Fool.
I accept all of that.
Well, in 3 days will be my, I'll be 26 and a half. No, in a quarter, because my birthday is in 3 months. I was born on the first day of summer and Father's Day.
First of all, let me correct your math real quick. You won't be 26 and a quarter.
I mean, you know what I meant.
26 and three quarters.
You know what I mean.
But that's an insignificant time.
It is not. First day of summer. First of all, everybody loves the first day of summer, number one, because it's the first day of summer. Number two, I was born on Father's Day. Okay, number three, most important thing of all is that I was born. Okay, that's the first thing. She came. She saw and she conquered. That's just how it was.
Is that
like
right.
my and like my mom said, she had only had to do it once because she said she got it right the first time. So there it is.
Mama J, I love the fact that you clearly birthed a strong-minded individual in Diva J. She is strong in her convictions, however wrong they may be. But you did a great job in raising her. Good job.
She showed it. Boom. She got it right the first time. She didn't have to try again. It was only one of
me. I don't think she could have taken another one of you.
Whatever. Don't hate.
I'm just saying.
Don't hate. The fact of the matter is that Diva is here and everyone loves her.
So I just want to, okay, I want to say this to any of my family that may be listening. obviously, my mom is not here to listen, but Dad, if you're listening, Diva J's mom said that she got it right the first time, so there was no need to do it again. Clearly, you guys didn't think you got it right with me. Because it was multiples, and I feel some sort of way now because Diva J just rubbed that in my face.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's not your fault.
Okay.
It's theirs.
But you played April Fool, so that's why they had to try again.
No.
And again. It's okay, anyway. You know, but I love Al to do. You're still awesome. You're a Raiders fan, but we're gonna work on that. You don't need to be a Raiders fan.
There's nothing to be worked on there. Real quick, the New York Knicks playing the Los Angeles Clippers right now. Right now, that score is 46-41 in the third quarter. Score of that Wisconsin versus Ohio State game for the Big Ten Championship is 43-41. Ohio State leads in the second half. The Miami Hurricanes won the ACC outright in the regular season. They also followed that up with the tournament win, beating UNC today in the ACC Championship game. Final score in that one was 87-77. Great game. If you missed that one, great game. Both teams really play well. Shane Larkin, tournament MVP. Of course, Shane Larkin, the son of famous Reds shortstop Barry Larkin. Shout out to Barry Larkin. Shout out to the Reds. And congratulations to Shane Larkin. UNC, Harrison, P.J. Harrison had a big game. I believe he had 6 or 7 three-pointers. Just not enough. Apparently he needed 9 or 10 three-pointers. But congratulations to UNC and Harrison. I'm sure we'll see them in the NCAA tournament.
Congratulations goes out to Chris Bosh. I heard recently this week that he is going to take on the role of acting, and Good Times is about to come out with a movie, which I think is going to be really interesting. Good Times is about to come on as a movie, and Chris Bosh is slated to play J.J. Walker.
Nice. Dynamite. That is unbelievable. I think they could have got a better role. Jay-Z could have played J.J. Walker.
It was funny because I was listening to the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, and Ricky Smiley said that Chris Bosh looks like a mix between a pterodactyl and a gerbil.
Wow.
And every time I see him in that picture behind CP3 when he got the MVP trophy, I think about the pterodactyl gerbil mix.
You know how physically impossible a pterodactyl gerbil mix is.
But if you look at Chris Bosh, it looks like it.
I get the pterodactyl. The pterodactyl I can see.
But he looks like a gerbil in the face.
That's just extremely mean. And extremely uncalled for.
I mean, I didn't make the joke. I thought it was funny.
Uh-huh.
he looks slightly questionable. But shout out to Chris Bosh, man. You know, you are like the most hated member on the Miami team, and you don't care. It's awesome.
No, I'm pretty sure that LeBron James is the most hated member of the Miami Heat.
Possibly. I hate him. No pun intended. Can't stand him. But on brighter news, I will be gracing the wonderful city of Cincinnati at the end of the month, along with Cleveland. So I'm very excited to be going home and getting some of that Reds feeling in the air. It's just going to be Reds Central up in there. Baseball is underway. For those of you who do not know, I am a humongous Cincinnati Reds fan. I hate baseball. I'm not a baseball fan, but I am just in love with my team. So shout out to Cincinnati Reds. Hopefully, you know, you guys can take it further this year. And I'm just so proud of you guys. I love you guys. And I'll go home so I can get my Reds outfit, get my jersey. I need to retire my Barry Larkin jersey.
Retire?
Yeah, I need to hang it up and preserve it because I've worn it out. Like, literally, I have, like, letters almost falling off. That's how much
wow.
I've worn it.
Yeah, maybe it is time to retire.
I'm a loyal fan. You know, I'm a loyal fan to the place where I'm from. I don't have to be a fan of places where I'm not from.
I don't get what you're saying.
You do get what I'm saying. You're a fan of places in California and Michigan. It's not where you're from. You're from Dayton.
So?
Rep the city.
I rep my city. I love Dayton.
By the way, what's the Golden Nugget? What is that?
What's what?
The Golden Nugget.
Oh, it's an eatery.
It's an eatery?
Restaurant.
Oh, okay. It sounds like a place on Salem or something like that.
No, it's not. It's on Dixie. And if you are in the Dayton metropolitan area, go check out the Golden Nugget. I'm not actually. Don't go check out the Golden Nugget. I'm not a fan of that place. Pancakes were.
Dayton doesn't have any memorable restaurants.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, I don't.
Cassano's is a great pizza place. Go check out Cassano's.
Oh, we're not going there. I would take Little Caesars over Cassano's any day.
Oh, you are wowing.
No, you wowing.
Little Caesars?
Yes, over Cassano's. Yes.
Don't listen to anything Diva J. Diva J has just discredited herself for the rest of the day.
Mostly. Or Pizza Bowlies.
Pizza Bowlies?
Cassano's is a horrible restaurant, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever go to Dayton, do not eat there. I'd rather you eat at a commercial venue.
Visit Cassano's, please. Decide
and recommendation. Why would you listen to somebody who's a Michigan and a Raiders fan? Come on now. Be on the winning side, people.
Probably for those reasons, because I'm a Michigan and a Raiders fan.
Be on the winning side, people.
Who's got more wins than Michigan?
Ladies and gentlemen, it has definitely come down to that time. And Mr. Altadoo, please tell everybody where they can reach you and when they can reach you.
I'm definitely going to get to that. But please, before we do that, tell the people what team in the history of teams has more wins than the Michigan Wolverines?
Ohio State.
No. Ohio State would need to have a second lifetime to catch Michigan.
Ladies and gentlemen, he will not cut at my team like this. See, ladies and gentlemen, here's the problem. This is the problem with Altadoo and I. Okay, Altadoo, for whatever reason in life, feels that his teams is just the cat's meow. And in reality,
no,
they're
not. I just have facts on my side, that's all.
Okay.
Like the fact that the Oakland Raiders have three Super Bowl championships to their credit, and the fact that the Cincinnati Bengals have only visited the Super Bowl twice. They came, they saw, they got conquered, and they went home.
You know what? You can have three rings on your side. I ain't negating your rings on your side. That's all cute, but let's see how many rings you get in the next couple of years.
Let's see how many you get. In fact, let's make that bet.
No, I'm not making no more bets with you because you don't live up to your bet.
Okay, okay. Anyway, it's that time, like Diva J said. We came, we saw, she got conquered. This has been another exciting episode of The Locker Room with Al to Dude and Diva J. Diva J, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find the lovely Diva J at D-I-V-A-H underscore J on Twitter and on Instagram. Al to Dude, tell them where they can find you.
Look me up, Al to Dude. At A-L-T-I-D-U-D-E on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram, A-L underscore T underscore D-U-D-E. Also, make sure you follow the Intune Show. That's N-T-U-N-E-D-S-H-O-W, as well as the official Miss P on Twitter. Visit the website, www.theintuneshow.com. Catch us on demand at blogtalkradio.com/theintuneshow. Follow all the lovely personalities, faces, voices of the Intune Show. Kay Bookman, Lyrical Cutie. We've got some Diva J. We've got some Al to Do. We got some Dr. Sue, Don Phillips. It's a bunch of us. We're out here. We out here.
Yeah, and notice that Al to Do is the only male on the team.
That's not true. C.R. Bundy, Sue Rose. We out here. I got y'all. We out here. Remember to protect your neck at all times.
Protect your neck. But ladies and gentlemen, again, the Locker Room and Diva's Got the J will not be back until April. Let me go ahead and give you the date. I know it seems so far away, but we will not be back until April 7th. So if you call in on the 23rd and we're not here, and then you call in on the 30th and we're not here, that's because we warned you on the 17th that we will not be there on the 23rd or the 30th. So, happy Easter and all the rest of those awesome holidays. I will be having a basket for Easter because my mommy gives me a basket every single year. Do not judge me.
She's 26 and three quarters, and she gets an Easter basket. But you know what? I expect that from someone who says, I'm 26 and three quarters.
Or whatever. So my mother gives me a basket, and then my grandmother gives me a basket, too. So do not judge me because I am awesome, and my parents still give me Easter baskets and eggs with money inside of them. Do not judge
wow.
me. The benefits of
wow.
being an only child.
Wow.
Are you jealous? Are you angry?
Miss J, stop sending Diva Easter baskets, as she does not. She doesn't even deserve them. Anyway,
okay,
I apologize today for...
Let me burst this bubble just real quick, okay? First of all, she does deserve them because she does a lot, period. She works hard, she volunteers, and she is in school. Let's not fail to mention that she is in grad school and she has made the dean's list every quarter since she's been there. And she currently holds a GPA of a 3.6. She doesn't deserve an Easter basket?
No. Just for her being 26 and three quarters, she doesn't deserve an Easter basket.
She does.
Okay. Yeah, I think we told the people where they could find us. I apologize for the late start today, the early finish, but that is the way of the world sometimes. You just got to adjust. But we will be back in April, as Diva J said. Out to do Diva J.
Miss P, are you there? Miss P?
Miss P is indisposed, but we're signing out.
Must be. And when ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to
Hold
make
up,
sure that when
say
I come back
I'm be Miss P.
to the show,
I'm
I'll have
Miss
a wonderful
say it again.
Present. I'm going to have a wonderful present for Mr. Out to Dude.
Aww.
I'm going to bring him back some Skyline Chili.
Is that from Cincinnati?
Don't act like that. Don't act like you never had Skyline Chicken in your life.
Okay,
don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, don't say, Miss P, are you there again?
Miss P, are you there?
Yes, babies. Thank you so much for another wonderful episode of The Locker Room.
Nope.
Hey, Miss P, be giving us the...
You sound a little questionable.
Miss P be giving us the Russell Simmons at the end of the Def Comedy Jam joint.
Oh, yeah, with the messages.
Yeah, like every time it's like the same.
You know, hey, thank you for coming to the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. Oh, I miss Def Comedy Jam.
Shout out Miss P, though. She's great. She's the best. Wonderful.
She does.
Love
she loves us. I absolutely love her. But what is she? Yeah. Are you there, boss? What book? Don't you do it. Please don't you do it. I'll do it.
I'm not going to do it. All right, but we're signing out. Thank you.
So, peace out.